Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The ninth week of the Nebraska legislature has concluded. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at NFA. Well, Monday and Tuesday, senators debated LB 627. NFA has consistently opposed this legislation, which would expand the protected class to sexual orientation and gender identity. Nate, why do we oppose this legislation?
You know, Karen, we all believe that everyone should be treated with dignity and respect. Unfortunately, this legislation is less about preventing discrimination and more about silencing dissent and punishing people who disagree on issues of deep importance on marriage and human sexuality. And what we know about these laws is that all across the country, they have been used to go after people of faith, from the cake bakers and florists to photographers and even farmers. These are all good Americans who were sued and lost their livelihood simply for believing what the Bible says about marriage. And we think that's wrong because we want everyone, regardless of your beliefs or where you're from, to be able to both live and work according to your beliefs.
So after 3 hours of debate, LB 627 stalled. What does this mean moving forward, Nate?
So under a policy of the Speaker of the Legislature, when a bill has been debated for 3 hours, proponents have to show that they have the 33 votes required to pass the bill. And we know that there are not 33 yes votes on this bill, and we don't anticipate this bill being scheduled again.
On Thursday, we provided testimony for LB 670, which is all about school choice.
LB 670 is a great bill because it's all about creating more freedom and choice in education by incentivizing private dollars for scholarships for low-income families. We fundamentally believe that parents and not the government should have the most say in a child's education and that no child's future should be determined by their zip code.
And it's an opportunity for low-income families to be on an equal playing field. Moms and dads really know best on how to educate their children. We appreciate the opportunity to bring you the Capitol Buzz, and until next week, Nate and I sign off.
Thanks for listening to the Capitol Buzz, brought to you by Nebraska Family Alliance and the generosity of this radio station. For more information on issues impacting you and your family, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues impacting your family, freedom, and life.